we are in just about to begin Simon Tov Kuf Mem Beis, and we will be doing the first sif. Afilu malachis hamutaros, even those malachis that are mutar, einam mutaros lasoson ela laatzmo o lachirim bechinam. You're only allowed to do them for yourself or for someone else for free. Aval bischar oser, but bischar is oser, meaning even though we were matir, for example, if it's a tzorach haguf and you do it with a maisa hedyid or b'shinui. Nevertheless, the halacha is that to take money for it is also because of uvdu d'chol. That's like doing business. Umiyu, im eino noslo schar kotzov, ela sha'och limo b'schar mutter. If what you're getting in return is he allows you to eat at his table, since it's not nikr that he's paying you, that is not an uvdu d'chol. Meaning the isser is not the fact that you're reimbursed. The isser is that he's actually placing money in your hand or paying you for it at some point. Whereas if you're eating in his home, we do not consider that an uvdu d'chol. Hago, says the Ramah, v'dover o'ovud, mutar las afilu b'schar kotzuf. Something that's a dover ovud, you're allowed to do even for money. Now, what happens if you have a case that is not a dover ovud? It's, say, the case of Tzorach Yontiv, where he's allowed to do it with a shinui. He refuses to do it without you paying him. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a daya that it is mutter for you to pay him, because it's got to be done. Now, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, why is it that uvdu d'chol is mutter? Why is it that davar avud is mutter for him to take money for? Why should he be allowed to take schar for it? So he says the same way that a person that doesn't have what to eat, he's allowed to do something for money, and you're allowed to give him the work. Meaning, even if it's unnecessary, you're allowed to give him the work in order that he generate the money that he needs for yontif. So too in davar avud, the same way that Chazal allowed you to do it, they did not say that other people have to do it for you for free, so that they are allowed to take the schar for davar avud. Now, what happens if you have a non-Jew around, or a Jew that wants you dafka to pay him for it? So the halacha, and we're talking about this a case that you're not really supposed to take money for. So the halacha is you're better off doing that, and the case of davar avud also, it may be that if you can get a non-Jew to do it for you, you're better off having a non-Jew do it than paying a Jew to do it. In the case of ochel nefesh, there it's mutter even b'schar. The question is why. Why should it be mutter? So for example, selling vegetables. Why shouldn't you have to just sell it at cost price? Why couldn't you make money on it? So the Mishnah Berurah sounds like what he's saying is, well, no one is mechuyev to do that for you. No one's mechuyev to go and sell you vegetables at cost price. We can't force them to do that. And the mele, it's mutter to buy it. It sounds from the Mishnah Berurah like it's not ideal to really make money on it. I mean, if you could theoretically find a way of selling it and not making any profit, you should really do that. On Chol HaMoed. So this is a chiddush. That means even something like a davar avud, where you're allowed to do it, and the Ramah says you're allowed to take, so you're allowed to take money for it, it's not necessarily ideal for you to take money. You see, if you know that by not taking money you're just not going to do it, then do him a favor, davar avud. So go ahead and do it and take money for it, because you don't want to do it otherwise. But why shouldn't you be prepared to do it otherwise without money, unless it's just disturbing your simchas yontif? In a case where someone's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, or someone's allowed to clean clothing, so the Mishnah Berurah says there also, if someone wants to take money for it, he could, and you would be allowed to pay him.